It started with just the confession that I had magic, and how the cuff I'd worn my whole life had turned out to contain a magic suppression stone, the actual cause of my chronic migraines. "Girl, you be trippin'!" I could hear the laughter in her voice through the memory. She waved her hand in the air with all the sass she was known for. I knew there was some kind of conspiracy hiding how magic be real. I had shushed her and urged her to not draw attention to us. I assured her there was no conspiracy and that magic had been stolen. The rest was inevitable. After that, she had wanted to know everything there was to know. Honestly, it was such a relief to talk to another person about my secrets. So I'd opened up, and soon the stories were spilling out of me like sauce on a sloppy joe. I'd started with my accidental adventure in the realm of light, and described the moment when my baby sister ascended to become the goddess Mother Earth. Jen was particularly excited upon finding out this act restored magic to our realm, because she was convinced that she would discover some kind of dormant witch power in herself. I told her about Tyler deciding to stay in the realm of light with his dragon, and how it had felt like losing a brother as well as a sister. I'd cried, and Jen had awkwardly patted my hand, averting her gaze. I smiled at the memory. The one thing I regretted telling her about was Kai. I mean, I could have stopped at the fact that he was this irritating dragonborn assassin, who I occasionally wanted to strangle, but who had also helped us find Lyric and saved my life. But no, I just word-vomited everything. The part about him being ridiculously attractive and rippling with these hard muscles, and how his eyes were unbelievably intense, and how he had kissed me into oblivion that one time. It was a mistake to tell her that part, because to this day, despite my insistence that there was nothing between Kai and me, and that I'd never even see him again, she would give Jeff the stink eye and huff her disapproval every time she saw us together. I learned the hard way that Jen had a very detailed memory and a very strong opinion about my love life. But Jen kept my secrets and was fiercely supportive. She was proud, well, more like self-important, about the fact that she was one of the very few people in our realm who knew what was going down when magic started manifesting all over the world, causing upheaval in every nation. It was surreal that the world knew about magic now.